Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Cajun Ken and Bobby Hebert weighing in. Bobby, how are you, man?
Good. How y'all doing? Is it raining every day in New Orleans? I'm up at Toledo Bend visiting with my granddaughters. Is it raining in Thibodaux? Because that's what, you know, you can handle the heat because you expect that. But you want to be able to have a camp and not obviously, I guess you can practice in the rain as long as there's no lightning. But how has that been cooperating?
Yeah, not too good. Is the lightning and thunder. The rain's nothing. Light rain, Bob. But man, is the lightning and thunder all around us? I don't think we've gotten even a quarter of an inch of rain.
Whoa.
But it's just lightning all over the place. So they push back the 2 o'clock throw and the 4 o'clock throw until it passes. And I think we're not too far away from that weather moving. So,
so Mike, could y'all go under? Could y'all go under the lights? I mean.
We're really under the lights, but at 6:30 and 6:45, 7-on-7 starts here, and you talk about some competition, man, Bob, man, these guys take it serious, this 7-on-7 stuff, and the college counselors are the quarterbacks, and then the kids play 7-on-7, well, man, and well, they get after it.
Well, Mike, we talked about this, and Christian, and everybody, we had Archie on. Think about this. Thibodaux's the mecca of future stars. It's not Orlando, Florida, not at Disney World. It's in Thibodaux. That north, south, east, west, they all come into Thibodaux, you know, and people say, well, you know, we're familiar with Thibodaux, but the proximity, it's only 40 miles basically from New Orleans. So but that's a great boost for Thibodaux. I want to give the Mannings a lot of credit. For giving back. That's a big part, giving back to Louisiana. They could have easily have gone to Orlando.
Yeah, and yeah, I was talking to Dunk Vic LaFont, last night. And Vic was telling me, Mike, it's like $2.2 million economic impact. Just Manning. We're not talking about the line camp, pro football combine. Right. We're talking about Manning, $2.2 million. And I was telling
you. That's awesome.
Telling this to Christian, so many of people I met this morning outside before we had the media session, a lot of the, you know, moms and dads couldn't find hotel rooms in home in Thibodaux. So they staying in New Orleans and they commuting back and forth, but they were like, man, we're going to this restaurant, that restaurant in New Orleans. You know, we're staying at the hotels out in the city. So, listen, it helps everybody.
Well, Mike, Christian, Steve Geller texted me this morning, and I'm like, God, when it rains, it pours.
Huh. Yep.
What about David on your motto? Like, what? That's the worst thing that could happen to the Saints. Six-game suspension? I mean, hey, we worried about the cornerbacks. Mike, I don't know how we could be that stout this season against the run that we were last season. You might say, well, put in the next guy. But look, when you look at Malcolm Brown, David on your motto, and then even with Sheldon Rankins, where he was at before he went on IR, boy, it's gonna be a lot thrown at their plate when you look at like Malcolm Roach, Shai Tuttle, Mike. That unless you truly follow the Saints, you're gonna go who? who, you know, they might know Davenport because he was drafted. They know Cam Jordan, and then casually Carl Grandison. But as far as the meat in the middle, well, I tell you what, Malcolm Roach and Shai Tuttle, they better be ready to roll.
I bet the Packers in week one test it right up the middle.
Well, without a doubt. And then, you know, you always talk about this. You want to get off to a great start. Well, not having David Onyemata for the first six games, that's significant. And then we still don't know about Lattimore. Boy, the offense better be clicking, I think.
Bobby, Mike, I want to go back to it could play out this year. Remember, I think it was 2017 or 2018, where four undrafted defensive linemen made this team. I think you can potentially see another one of those scenarios. It's crazy to think about how this time last year we were talking about how where are you going to find a roster spot? They're so deep. They're not that deep. They're not nearly as deep.
No, Christian, you bring up a good point. Everybody's always hard to make this Saints team. Oh, it might have been hard in 18, 19, 20. In 21, it's a different story. Because I think that's the big change that you've seen, and you had to make some changes salary cap-wise to get down, and that's why you cut over $100 million, but you don't have as much depth. And now you're getting stung at two areas we've talked about. They need to add veteran players, cornerback, defensive tackle, and then you lose Onyemata for six games.
No, that's you know, troubling. Let me tell you, people don't think that makes a difference. And you know, I always say it's a cliche, the game of inches. There's not much difference than going 9-7. I mean, you know, not 9-7, or I should say, now we're playing 17 games, 10-7, or 9-8, or God forbid, 7-10. What? The Houdat Nation ain't accepting those 7-10. But I tell you what, you're gonna have some close games where the guys that you miss couldn't make a difference.
Bobby, I want you to weigh in. I know you probably heard me say this before I brought you into the show, but the NFL 2020 revenue recorded $9.8 billion, with each team receiving $309.2 million. They can print money. They got a mint. The NFL can print money.
The rich get richer. You know, everyone, oh, let's spread the wealth. The NFL ain't spreading no wealth. Those owners are keeping that wealth. Now, they got a collective bargaining agreement where they got to share a certain percentage of the players. But the NFL can be bold a lot at what they do now. You know why? Christian, I told you that this morning. Mike, and I think you'd agree with this. Look at the new TV deal that just signed. They are like Teflon the next decade. How are you going to touch the NFL? You know, you might say, well, I don't really like what they're doing. But you look at social media, and like with Amazon getting involved, and then you got the major networks. The deal they just signed for the next decade, now I don't know what's going to happen beyond 2030, but I know over the next decade, there's nobody, no league, no professional sport, nothing can sniff the NFL where they're at right now financially.
Bob, one of the things we had Joe Curry on with us, and he made the comment that look for a 10% increase salary cap-wise every year up into 2030. Think about if you had an investment and you could make 10% profit every year off of it.
Well, and they might you think of this. That's why some players and agents, they kind of bet on themselves and they go, I think I'm even going to get better and I can cash in on a bigger contract after next season versus right now. You know, if you're a top player, I'm not talking about if you're trying to make NFL and I'm just trying to survive. But if you're a top player, that's all connected to a salary cap as far as your bargaining power where the team could pay you. So, that goes. The players are all for that. Listen, the players want the owners to make money because they make more money.
That's why Marcus Williams and the Saints couldn't come up with a deal. And I know the Saints made a really good offer to Marcus, but I think he's looking for somebody else to set the safety market, and then he, you know, like everybody else, you piggyback off of that.
If Marcus Williams plays great this season, instead of making $10, $11 million, he can make $14 million plus. Now, he has to kick ass. Kick ass, supply and demand. And teams have the money, so if he's amongst the best, you know, Pro Bowl type player, not even all pro, but Pro Bowl amongst the best, so all of a sudden that he can make $3 or $4 million a year more than if he would have signed this year. Now he got to go out there and do it at a high level, and I'm sure him and his agent are banking on each other.
He's the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, along with Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open as well. We are at the Manning Passion Academy 25th anniversary. Bobby, it's amazing to think how long this camp has been down here and how long they've been doing it in general. 25 years, that's a long time, and they've done it with great success. And I know your relationship with Archie, I'm sure you share in his success.
Well, you have to have a vision for anything, and you look at the potential, and then you got to attract top players. That's whether you're doing a quarterback camp, a skilled camp, a lineman camp, whatever it might be. You have to look at the top prospects. You got to convince them this is where you need to be. Mike can elaborate on this. Just look at the alumni that have come through the Manning Passing Academy. Look, all of a sudden, he ain't won anything in the NFL, but highly thought of that this individual, Matthew Stafford. Look at Matthew Stafford. The Rams are going Super Bowl or bust like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Matthew Stafford went through the Manning Passing Academy. So you can go on and on the list, and Mike has them, and they're all NFL players. And that's not going to stop. Now, I don't know this, but I would think just from a local interest, whether they were a counselor or participating, I would think a guy like Miles Brennan and Max Johnson from LSU would be at the camp. Mike, are they at the camp? Or
Bob, they had a conflict with a miscommunication with Manning, so they're not going to be here. And Archie was, listen, either all in or not. They were going to try to come tomorrow. But and this also wasn't just for Miles and Max. Bryce Young from Alabama was supposed to be here, but he was going to come in tomorrow. And, you know, Archie was, listen, you got to be here the whole time. The same thing with JT Daniels from Georgia. Same thing. And so those four guys weren't able because there was other things scheduled and the communication wasn't quite right between the school and apparently the Manning Passing Academy. But that's more on the school's part that they dropped the ball on this particular deal. But the two quarterbacks from LSU, JT from Georgia, and also Bryce Young from Alabama, who were scheduled to be here or not here.
And, you know, Mike and Christian, before I run, I wanted to bring this up. And, Mike, because you're old school enough. Christian, you're old school, too. I want to acknowledge Bum Phillips. I'm sure Wade will be there and the family. But Bum Phillips, Jeff Fisher, and former general manager Floyd Reese. Mike, you know you did help with the Titans Radio, will be the newest members of the Tennessee Titans Ring of Honor. Bum will be honored September 26th during a game against the Colts when they play. Now, you look at Bum, this is old school now. This goes back to the Houston Oilers, because the Tennessee Titans are the Houston Oilers formerly. Bum took over the Houston Oilers after 8 losing seasons and then led them to back-to-back AFC championship games. We all remember that was the part of the Love You Blue era. Mike Ditka went to the Super Bowl and went there for the Steelers. That was one of those.
It could have been 3 times.
Right.
It could have been 3. But
so that's like wrong place, wrong time. That they end, have to get surpassed the Steelers. But Bum's winning percentage, right at 61%, is the best for a coach for at least 2 full seasons with the Oilers, Titans University, organization. Now, I thought this is interesting. I brought this up to Christian. That, we kind of remember Jeff Fisher. Boy, he didn't have success with the Rams. Boy, they needed to run him out of town. He was kind of a dinosaur, defensive-minded coach. But I thought this was interesting. Jeff Fisher remains the franchise-winningest coach with 2 AFC championship games. And he led, when they became the Titans, to the 2000 Super Bowl. That's the only one. I took T-Bob and both to that Super Bowl in Atlanta when they lost to the Rams. But he took them to the Super Bowl. But this was caught my attention. Under Jeff Fisher, the Titans tied the St. Louis Rams for the most wins between 1999 and 2003 with 61. The reason why I bring that up, because I've said this at least 4 or 5 times in the offseason, no one has won more games than the New Orleans Saints the last four seasons. So you want to talk about supporting a winner? We're here. Jeff Fisher did that with the Titans for five seasons. So can Coach Payton do that again? After this season, in 2021, can Coach Payton said, or the Saints organization, that no one has won more games than the Saints the last five seasons? So that caught my attention right there. And, look, he's the only coach that went 13 games in a season, which he did three times. My God, I told you how hard it is to win double digits. That's why I'd be impressed if the Saints go 10-7. Can you win double digits? Maybe, you know, to get into that wild card. I know when I was playing, you know, we won 12 games a couple of times. We're 11-5. Actually, we were 11-5. That's when we won the NFC West, won the division. We won 12 games. We're a wild card. And then one time we won 10 games. We didn't even, because they didn't have as many playoff teams now, we didn't even make the playoffs. So I think when I saw that, that's a great accomplishment. The only coach to win 13 games in a season, and he did it three times with the Titans. So congratulations, Bob Phillips and Jeff Fisher.
The other thing, Bob, he had Steve McNair, Eddie George.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, think about them studs that he had. And now, their defense was always a good defense. One of your old partners, Frank Wycheck, you know, was on those teams, that tight end.
Yeah, you have to give Mike and the general manager, you know this, we got to give Floyd Reese.
He did a great job of building that team. You're right.
Matt, you look, you know, Steve McNair was a co-MVP. You know, you think, oh, who's the MVP? No, he was a co-MVP in the NFL, and you bring a Frank Wycheck. They got him off of waivers. How about this? Now, when you got a nickname, what, the Freak, Javon Curse? Remember that Wings fan? And then how about they have the modern-day version, I think even bigger, maybe better, of Eddie George. Mike, look when you compare how big a running back Eddie George and what they have now.
He ain't bigger than Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry looks like a middle linebacker when you were playing. I mean, Derrick Henry is such a big man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But look, Eddie George, Derrick Henry, that's some big NFL running backs. And we were joking. We were at the Bayou Hall of Fame. And we seen Brandon Jacobs from Assumption, who won two Super Bowls with the Giants. I'm like, looking at him, he lives in Alpharetta, Georgia, now he's coaching. I said, what? Brandon Jacobs is as big as Cam Jordan. And I'm not, he looks like he still can play. Mike, is that unbelievable? I was like saying, whoa. I mean, no, think about this. He almost beat John Curtis single-handedly.
the crazy part was to see his son, who's 14 going on 15, and he's not that much smaller than his dad at 14 years old.
We got to get him at LSU, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'll do what I can.
Cannon, go enjoy your grandbabies, man. Thank you.
All right. Talk to y'all. Have fun. Hopefully, stay out of the rain, and obviously stay away from the lightning.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
There he goes, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And here we go, going to a break. WWL for the 25th anniversary of the Manning Passing Academy on Nicholls State University campus, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Sports Medicine Center. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.